Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, and welcome to the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Friday brought another case of high temperatures and high tempo at the Eagles practice here at Lehigh University. We go to Bo Wolf to talk about that. This has been an extremely physical camp, Bo.
Yeah, Dave, when you compare it to last year's camp, which was sort of a walkthrough throughout, this camp has been very physical, hitting almost every day under this hot Lehigh sun. And we talked to Andy Reid and Jeremy Maclin about how that prepares this team for the regular season.
The guys are practicing hard. They've got great support out here with our fans. Our fans have just been unbelievable, the number of people that are coming out. And believe it or not, the guys feed off of that. They can hear it, and they interact with the fans out here during practice, and that's I think that's a real positive tribute to the fans for coming out here and sitting in the heat and the humidity.
It's a grind, man. That's what training camp's all about. Out there grinding, going to war. I think it's definitely going to help us out.
One of the stars of training camp has been cornerback Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, who's also, Bo, gained rave reviews from the receivers on this offense.
Yeah, once again, we talked to Maclin about this, and he said even from the spring, he noticed a change in Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie's play.
We're going against two of the cornerbacks in this league that can definitely play. So I think by doing this and going through that, I think games will probably come a little easier to us. Those guys have done a tremendous job. There have been some pretty nice battles out there.
On Thursday night, the Eagles executed a trade with the Indianapolis Colts, shipping out a pair of linebackers, getting in a big cornerback, as well as potentially a seventh-round draft pick in 2013. And Bo, the head coach, obviously asked about that on Friday.
Yes, Dave, and appropriately, both Foku and Greg Lloyd were former seventh-round picks, so the Eagles get one seventh-round pick in return conditionally. But the key here is cornerback Kevin Thomas, a third-round pick in 2010. Andy Reid says he brings some competition to that outside spot.
I think we get a pretty good corner, so somebody that's played, has some experience, and played about 40% of snaps with the Colts, so it gives us another player at a very important position.
So what does it mean trading Moses Foku and Greg Lloyd? This Eagles linebacker situation, Bo, still needs to be cleared up.
Yeah, Dave, and traditionally the Eagles have kept six linebackers, so the first five are sort of set in stone. That sixth spot may be in competition with Akeem Jordan and Keenan Clayton now that Foku's gone. We talked to Coach Reid and Akeem Jordan about how that situation's going to play out.
We've told the linebackers, whoever's playing well, you're going to be in there, and you get to work with whatever group you're behind. You'll move up a group and have an opportunity to compete.
Just, come out here every day just to play and get my best. So I don't really look to see, who's looking. I'm just trying to get my best.
We're live on Saturday at 2 o'clock as Training Camp Live, presented by Xfinity. Motors on here from hot and steamy and a whole lot of fun, Lehigh University. For Bo Wolf, I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us on the Eagles Report on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.